Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lip service.
What's up? It's Angela Yee. It's lip service.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And we have two guests today with us.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Problem. What?
Now, it's a celebration today because Problem's album just came out. Well, this is, you know, a Friday. So Problem's album came out. So we're celebrating that. S2. Megan Thee Stallion just signed her deal with 300, which we just saw. So congratulations,
right. Congratulations
both of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Cheers. So cheers to that. We're having mimosas.
Yes, yes, because it's morning.
Like that.
Yes, that.
Now, Megan, when we were first contacted about you coming on the show, everybody was very excited. They said she's going to be a huge artist, so we got to make sure we get her up here.
Oh, well, thank
early.
Y'all. Thank y'all.
We didn't know you were about to sign when we were going through the whole, you know, negotiation process of when can she come up here? How can we make this happen? And you yourself said that 300 was the best situation for you. So what made that the best situation?
So 300 just, they were very persistent. Like, they were, like, just the most aggressive out of everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, we want Megan Thee Stallion. She's going to be the first lady.
That works with men, too, by the way, when you guys are very persistent.
Yeah.
You usually get what you want.
Right. Like, if you just show that, okay, this is what I really want, and, you, like, you not paying attention to nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I just felt, like, super special. So I was like, oh, I want to be somewhere where I'm going to be a priority. So
I want to be the main.
Right. The only.
All right. Now, Problem, for yourself, you finally put out this next album.
Yeah.
Which was a long time coming because it felt like you were saying it was going to come out, then there was a delay.
Yeah. With the paperwork and the business started happening. Mm-hmm. It went from just us putting it out ourselves. And the buzz built on it, so we partnered up. So that's what kind of slowed it up. We partnered up with Roshan.
Okay.
Shit going crazy, too.
Good. You got a lot of artists on there, too.
Yeah, it's my first time really doing that, too. You know, we kind of stayed ourselves at Diamond Lane, but kind of opened the doors, and that shit hard. It was dope. It's like a cyber album, because I really wasn't in the studio with a lot of people. People were hearing the beats over the internet, and like, damn, I fuck with that. So I'll send it and just get the verses and produce all around that. Came out super dope, except for the Diddy joint. We did that together.
Just so you know, Problem has a theme song for the LA Rams. He had that last year.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to them, man. It's the Chiefs, though.
What about, are you a big NFL fan, Megan?
No. Well, I like football players. Like, I like to look at them. I like to look at them play. But, like, basketball is probably a little bit more easier to keep up with for me than football.
Me too.
But, like, the football, they look
the helmet.
Good, so,
I can't see what the fuck
I can see the body, though.
No, I like looking at their legs.
You
and
like
they,
big, beefy guys, or you like slim guys?
See, it could go either way. Like, he either have to be tall and real skinny, or, like, just tall and, like, real buff.
Either way, they got to be tall.
Either
so
way,
you sure guys ain't got a chance.
Hold on. What the fuck
you,
is
listen,
that?
Listen, you know
what
they said
that?
Because shorter dudes, they be having that little man syndrome, and I don't like that.
But let me tell you something about short guys. You know, a lot of them are tripods.
talking.
I don't know nothing about that.
A lot of them, listen, big dicks.
Them 5'5"s, them 5'5", 5'6"s. Tripod, trust me.
I don't know about that.
I definitely had to just move my bag out the way.
He's like, this ball is so annoying.
Oh my God. Yeah, man, I really don't like that shit. That tall guy, that's not really true. Them niggas be kind of wack. The tall niggas.
But she's
you sound like you have a problem.
Because honestly, like, when I was on this, when I was on, you know, fucking these girls, these ones the easiest ones to take.
You know what?
Oh my God.
Oh, the tall guys, girls?
Yeah. I feel like he's just talking.
Am I just talking?
He's fucked some people's girlfriends.
So there he is. I'm not, this is not, you know, back long.
Oh, back
long,
long, long. Yeah, back
in the day. I'm a totally different man.
Have you ever had to, like, jump out a window?
Huh? Was that what?
Have you ever had to jump out a window?
Out in the closet.
Oh, that video with a guy jumping out the window naked?
Hell no, I ain't doing none of that.
He don't strike me as a person that'll go high. Like, the nigga come in the room and he like, what? What's that? We in here.
How you doing? Right, I think he would put himself in the predicament to where something might happen like that. You don't go to nobody's house.
It ain't gonna go to nobody's house. It's just, that ain't the play.
If you're the side piece, you can't go to that
house. Women know who to put in that situation to get fucked up. Because they know what if one gonna run or if one gonna do this. I ain't running to none of that. So if you're ready for that action, you might not want to put me there.
I don't even think it's that women know who to put in those situations, because I feel like women are very player. Like, we, if we get caught up, it's probably because we was just tired of you anyway.
That's the point.
We finally led you.
So if I'm there to get caught, this was all her idea.
Yeah.
Women, y'all way smarter than us.
She be like, I want this nigga to see this nigga over here.
Did you just get off of work?
Now, let me ask you this. My girl, Randy Rosario, did a whole post. She just got engaged. Congratulations, Randy. But she said that men should wear engagement rings, too. And she actually went to go buy her fiance an engagement ring, because she said, why am I the only one that's got to wear one? I want other people to know you taking two.
You know, I didn't know men didn't wear engagement rings.
They wear their wedding ring.
They wear their wedding band.
Which they barely do. But what about engagement?
I feel like I'm all alone in this.
I thought that was the thing. Like, I thought we both had to put it on.
Don't trip. Go ahead.
Probably married right now, but no one knows.
Nah, it's just y'all got all these wood men doing what they should do. How can y'all tell us what to do? That's not, we're not telling y'all how to be women.
I'm not telling
no woman, a real woman, I don't gotta tell her nothing.
So if your real woman bought you an engagement ring, right, when you gave her hers, and then she went out and got you a ring, would you wear it?
I'm gonna throw that on. She took some initiative.
Okay.
I mean, we already engaged and shit. We locked in anyway.
Mm-hmm. You out here running. Like, let's go, baby. Like Chrissy and Jim Jones. You gonna rock the ring.
I don't know their situation to agree with.
She gave him a ring.
Yeah, she proposed to him.
She proposed to him and gave him a ring.
Man, he's still there, right?
Yeah, initiative. That's a player thing to do.
Initiative is key.
Megan,
initiative,
would you propose to your man?
Not me personally.
She's too young to even think about that right
like,
now.
Like, what, my attitude too bad? I feel like being like, especially like a millennial, that's what y'all call it.
That's what y'all are, millennials. Yeah.
So I feel like we have a lot of pride. Mm-hmm. So like, if a guy is not pursuing me, or he not just taking his initiative to say, I want you to be my girl, you the only girl, I want everybody to know you my girl, I ain't doing it either. Like, right. You don't want to claim me. I ain't claiming you either. You want to be together over here, this private? That's what we're doing.
What's claiming you? Like, putting you on social media?
I mean, like, that's part of it, but, like, just, you know, just letting the world know.
Part of it?
I mean, because if people would never see you in real life half the time. So if they know that you have a girl, like, the only way they would know that is from social media.
From having to go through that, dealing with somebody who had that social media shit, that shit is the worst shit ever, because they know when you have an argument. It's like, the minute we get into it, she want to pull down all my pictures, and I'm sitting there looking
petty
at
that
dumb, petty shit.
Yeah, that's petty.
Then you going to be back with me in an hour.
Right.
So now you got to put it back pictures up.
And you got people calling
that's
me, what
ugly.
Happened? What
that's
happened?
Why you got to archive it and don't delete them.
Just chill.
Archive it so you can bring it back.
It's just putting people in your business that eventually is going to be the ones to fuck it up with the social media shit.
Got to be mature with your social media, though.
Right.
Like, post me on it. If we get into an argument, the whole world don't have to know. Like, I'm not the type of person that's going to snatch all your pictures down, because I don't need nobody thinking you available all of a sudden. I don't need other women thinking that we having problems.
You a smarty pants.
You know
what I mean?
Like, if we in a bad argument, we're going to look perfect, because I don't need other women thinking they can slide in on my man.
I'm going to be screaming on you and cursing you out behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, yeah.
Because I wish you could preach a class, because that ain't true everywhere else.
As soon as you see women slipping with a man, I feel like that's why other women like slide in. Like, okay, they're going through problems. Let me go ahead and show him what I'm like.
So, problem, talk about your situation.
Which one?
Where she was taking the pictures off of social media. That hurt your feelings?
No, I didn't give a fuck. It was just people. It was just people calling me, telling me, "Are y'all getting into it? Are y'all okay?" I'm like, "Nigga, you don't even talk to me about this type of shit."
She
like,
right
well, I saw your girl took off the shit. I was wondering if you was. Come on, bro.
We're too old
to be giving a fuck about what the Shade Room talking about. This is not the vibe.
Can your friends double tap your girl's pictures?
I don't even look at that type of shit. Go ahead. It's a picture.
Like, say she put up a picture in a bikini, and he like it.
Go ahead.
That's one of your boys.
Listen, man, I'm not fucking here to protect and do all of that shit. I'm not guarding no woman, man. If she want to get took, she going to get took. My job is not to... I'm not the police. Do what you feel is needed. You know what I'm saying? But just know, you I ain't going to get caught. So you better be slick.
You've gotten caught before.
It's crazy.
You saying no, you haven't?
I don't do much.
You never got caught, probably.
I mean, everybody gets caught.
Okay,
but
so don't say you're not going to get caught. You got caught.
Okay, this
as a grown up.
As a grown up, nah. Nah, as a grown up, nah.
He on some new shit these days.
Yeah, I'm speaking. You got to
cleared up his own Instagram page.
He's cleaned up his act.
We're talking about 2 years ago. You got to let me know what problem we're talking about.
Right? Problem 2018.
There right now.
Problem 2019. We on problem 2019. Okay, we know.
We don't want problems in 2018.
We a new problem.
Whole other shit right now.
It's
getting
big problem.
It's more so like, man, every girl ain't worth this dick.
That was little problem. This big problem.
Big problem.
Yeah. Nah, every girl ain't worth this dick, and I'm just not finna go around fucking everybody. It's not going like that.
Every girl's not worth this dick.
Hell no. I treat my dick how women should treat their pussy.
How's that?
Nah, everybody just ain't sitting.
It ain't
on
for
me.
Everybody.
I hate that some people can go tell people, man, I used to fuck him. I'll be like, oh my God, I did that. That's that crazy.
Have you ever denied anyone that you really did fuck?
I just be like, my answer to a lot of shit is, man, that's crazy. And that just kind of just keeps everything neutral.
You wish you could take that dick back?
Oh, man.
I wish I could take my pussy back.
Man, I wish I could pull this motherfucker out of
here. Listen, there's a couple people that I wish that I could just take my pussy right on back. You ain't never seen it, never had it, never touched it, never licked it.
I'm like, dude, you
don't even
slipping.
Know what it's about.
Man, I know I better really than fucking you. This don't even
I really wish I could take my pussy back.
Nah.
Megan Thee Stallion's getting all kinds of valuable information as a millennial of what not to do, because we don't want you to be in a situation where you want to take your pussy back.
I feel like my daddy and my mama, they was just some real player individuals. So, like, I just... always had a mentality like, I'm not gonna give it to nobody. I want to take it back from.
But you never know. People change.
You never know. Yeah.
Right.
At the
time, I'd rather just hold it than just.
Just hold it.
Yeah, just hold on to it.
Listen,
if you think it's gonna be a fuck up,
a good idea.
Then don't do it.
Then
in hindsight, you realize it wasn't a good idea, and that's when you feel like you want to snatch
that motherfucker back. I mean, watching a bunch of motherfuckers bump their head. Like,
right.
So it's like, just. I'm going to relax. I'm going to chill.
Now, let me ask you this, and this is based off of something you've said.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get naked every time you have sex, or do you be leaving, like, some of your clothes on?
Like I said, I didn't want to do this, but her mom in here, me personally,
ahead,
I'm like,
problem.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, let's pass the question.
I'm taking everything off.
Like, mom, okay,
but
right,
you ain't asking. She's good. Give her a mimosa. She won't know.
She don't drink. She got lemonade.
All right, so do you get naked every time you have sex, or do you sometimes leave articles of clothing on it? Is that something that we should feel?
Well, hold on. Let me answer it in this way.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I feel like if a guy... do not get naked for sex, then he don't like you. Like, if he got on his shirt, or if the nigga got on shoes and socks and shit.
What,
like,
in the porn?
He trying to get up out of there.
He fucking in his Tims.
Like,
fucking in his Tims. Like,
bitch, this nigga didn't even have a...
Like Brian
fucking
Pumper?
You through the peephole in the boxes.
The peephole?
Like,
what in the glory hole is going on here?
He don't like you. Like, he sis just... I don't even know what's going on.
Wait a minute. First of all, I'm not even having sex with a man that got a slit in his boxers.
Like
we not wearing those.
First of all, boxers.
We not wearing boxers. Like, exactly. No, a
man,
boxer period.
Briefs,
we wear a boxer briefs.
But they have a slit too. You got to slide it out the
side. Yeah, the ones, not the good ones.
Not the good ones.
No, these motherfuckers didn't swap me like that. I just don't want the one with the slit.
I thought all of them had
some loose little.
I thought all of them had slits.
Wait, hold on. When you go to the urinal, you got to pull your boxes down.
Nah, just you
pull it out. Look at me like
he ain't even pull
it
out.
He ain't even got respect for his own pee.
I'm gonna aim this shit where it needs to go. I ain't getting nothing.
I don't have a dick, but I didn't pull enough of them out of some boxer briefs to know how you get it out of there. Okay.
All right, there we go.
So wait a minute. What if you been with the guy for a couple of years and then y'all do it with the shoes on?
Where y'all going?
I mean, I can keep my shoes on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't know.
Where
I'm
gonna keep my shoes on if that's something
you
like.
Are y'all out in public? Like, is
you might just be, you might get the feeling, y'all might look at each other like, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you.
In my shoes, dog.
In this fucking car. I'm about to pull this motherfucker.
I mean, y'all in the car. That's different.
We're talking about
in the bedroom.
Inside the house. Where you can't take your clothes off.
Treat your ass like I just met you. Hey, bend over.
Well, that's some role. That's a whole nother, like, that's a whole nother instance. Yeah.
It's still the same thing, though.
Nah, like, nah, take all that shit off.
So what about a woman leaving her clothes on?
That's what I was about to say. You're expecting a woman to do what with her clothes on your head?
That's hard to do.
No, she leaves her shirt on. It's a long shirt.
I'm kind of into that.
Pull a little dress up.
The little shirt. I like to hold it, lift it up when I want. It's more of like an accessory at this point to the what we're doing.
What about her socks on?
Huh?
What about her socks?
I'm gonna blow them off. Them ain't gonna stay on.
I'm gonna blow the socks off.
They ain't gonna stay on.
Rock the socks
off. I'm taking everything off. I might even snatch a couple tracks off.
Your old tracks.
Before you get the tracks. Listen, if I got some clippings, they gonna come out because you're gonna get the pulling and they gonna come out anyway. So let's go ahead and snatch them out, okay?
That ain't safe. Fucking in clippings.
See, that's why you gotta snatch them out.
Well, now, for the ladies in problem, I wanna hear your thoughts on this after they answer this question, okay? For Gigi and for Megan. If you had to get caught being someone's mistress, these are the four people you have to choose from. Who would you pick? You got caught being a mistress to Barack Obama, Jay-Z, Steph Curry, or Offset?
Barack Obama.
You know how much the world would hate you?
But I mean, that's just like the best
Messed up him and Michelle Obama's relationship.
You said I'm a mistress. You said I was fucking shit up.
But now it's out publicly and everyone knows.
Oh, this a public thing?
Yeah, I'm saying you got outed.
You got outed as being this person's mistress.
Who would you pick? Would it be Barack Obama?
I would still be Barack Obama because it's like this top notch. Like, I ain't just fucking anybody.
Right,
like,
nigga,
I'm with the president.
They're not gonna be mad at you for that one.
Yeah, nigga, the president know me. Like, what the fuck?
They are gonna be mad.
Yeah, shit.
The females ain't gonna be like, shit. If he threw that nigga at me, I'll hit it. All of them gonna say that.
But yeah, this is like presidential ass, so it's like, okay.
Damn. Okay.
There you go.
Presidential ass. Gigi, who would you pick?
Yeah, see, I know this question because it comes from our lip service game.
Actually, it doesn't. I just made it up.
It's two.
Oh, okay. LipServiceGame.com.
LipServiceGame.com. See, this is how I know, because secretly on the low, I've been looking at the questions so that when we do get answered, I mean, when we do ask them on the show, I kind of already got an answer.
Okay.
So I can be ahead of the game a little bit. And Barack Obama is my answer, too. Here's the thing. I don't want the beehive coming for me, okay?
Hello.
I love Beyonce, I love Jay,
like,
and I don't want those things from the beehive, okay? Steph Curry, I don't even do light skin niggas like that. So, Steph Curry, too pale. He too pale in the skin for me. I don't really get down with the pale ones, no offense. And then, what was the other one? Offset? Nah. So I kind of got to go with Barack Obama. And I know the world going to hate me, but hey, they hate Monica Lewinsky too. She all right.
I don't even just feel like the world going to just hate you. Because like...
That's a scandal now.
It's scandal. A scandal. Right.
No, that's like, a scandal.
It's just they going to want to know what's going on.
You like, if I want a scandal, I want a scandal.
That's
scandal.
Tough, right.
Scandal.
Call me Olivia Pope, scandal.
Okay?
Yeah. We going to Olivia
Pope something
this thing,
something that's
going
to go down in the books. Like, you mess with the president, they going to remember you forever.
And you going to have documentaries.
Right. They going to want to interview. Girl, anybody going to interview me for messing with Steph Curry?
Y'all almost president made this bitch. Man choke.
Presidential ass.
Hello? Write that down, Holly.
I'm gonna drink fucking with y'all. This is crazy.
All right, now, I was doing this story earlier about Starbucks, right? So they're trying to ban people from being able to watch porn in Starbucks.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
Why are you watching porn in Starbucks?
What, that's a thing?
You know people be watching porn, like, in the library.
Nah.
They get on the light, they watch porn.
No, that's disrespectful. And I watch a lot of porn. I'm not gonna watch porn in public. Maybe in my car. But
it's not really in public.
Why are
but
they
not
in specifically
public.
Watching
I'm not
it
watch
in Starbucks,
porn
though?
First of all, I watch some nasty ass shit that I don't even want nobody to be peeking over my shoulder knowing
that
I'm into this type
of
shit.
What is it?
You don't want to know.
Let me see your phone.
I want to know what you
want. Let me see your phone.
What is it? Like, what do you
tell us, what's so nasty that you're embarrassed?
Yeah, like, you shouldn't be embarrassed about what
I'm not
you like.
Embarrassed, but, you know, it's just...
You seem a little embarrassed.
Did you say gaping?
No, I don't get embarrassed.
What's gaping? What's gaping?
Yeah, what is gaping?
What's gaping, Holly?
No.
Your mama's cooling us. It's when you pull out and it's a big old hole. Yeah. It's still open. A gaping hole.
Your mom watched porn.
Now you want to get out of here.
And then your mama get on the mic.
Girl,
it could be the pussy or the asshole, but it's going to be a big ass, like it's still going to be wide open.
Like three babies just fell out that motherfucker.
Is that attractive, probably?
Crazy. Huh?
Is that attractive?
Oh, no. Nah, I'm not into that. Oh my god. Nah. I'm not a big porn dude.
Okay.
Nah.
Well, so Gigi, you gotta let us know, what's your category?
I mean, y'all know I'm a fake gay on the weekends, so I watch a lot of lesbian porn.
Okay, that's not bad.
I like a lot of orgy porn. but I also like to watch like anal and like
gaping anal.
And like rim jobs. And like
I'm over there like, no, like, you talking about the one with the
yeah, yeah. So I'ma watch like the guy is on his hands and knees and the girl sucking his dick from the back and sticking her tongue in his ass.
Wait a fucking minute.
See?
Problem, you asked.
No,
you
no, I'm saying like why does that turn you on?
I didn't say it turned me on. I just said
she was watching it because it turned you on.
I'm not watching it. I'm watching it because
it's a basketball game.
I'm watching it because it's interesting. I don't even watch basketball.
Well, see, I think it's because porn is like a fantasy.
Yes.
Like, you see regular sex
it's
all
like
the
It's like you
time.
Watch the extreme. I watch fisting. Like,
so you gonna
I like
to see
watch
some
the
shit
extreme
you ain't never
shit.
Seen before.
I don't
want to
watch no regular missionary sex, hit it from the back, come on the ass. No, I don't want to watch that.
Why would you want to watch that?
I want to watch a white girl.
His knees bent over.
Because like, that's power for a woman to have a man in that position.
Lord.
That's power.
Guys pay for that.
That's power. Okay?
What?
In real life. Megan, what do you watch?
You know, like, like, I mean, I'm not taking it as far as the hands on the knees and the ass and all that.
I'm
but,
just saying.
I mean, I don't know. I like,
you do
but this
know,
is so weird, but like, I cannot watch like brown girls, like Hispanic or black women, because I feel like it's too real.
Okay,
like,
so you have to watch
I feel like
girls.
I'm watching my home girls, so
like
I'm like, okay, it gotta be
you know
like,
what's good when the white girls is getting fucked by big black dick.
It gotta be somebody from Russia or some shit,
right.
Like some shit I'm never gonna see in my life. No, because Asian people like they porn, it'd be real either cartoony or it'd be like
Harris, you can
just
porn,
it'd be
yeah,
real
anime.
Extreme, and it's kind of, it'd be freaking me out a
like
little
two
bit.
Girls, so, one cup.
You know, I've never seen that video ever.
Don't.
I don't think
yourself.
It's on the internet anymore.
I hope not.
It's not even
it's
real.
Disgusting.
It was ice cream.
It looks
was it ice cream?
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's not even real, guys. If that makes you feel better when you
well,
watch
I,
it.
Well, I don't think I'll ever be able to see it because I've tried to find it and I couldn't find it.
Oh, this
but,
is
all right. Yeah, I wanted to see what it was. But yeah, like it got to be some old crazy shit. Bitch from fucking, like I said, Russia, like some shit that I'll never see ever. So mm-hmm. just
maybe Donald
I
don't, Trump is in that one.
No.
You know what?
Donald Trump, well, that's a bad word. We need to bring him up.
Watching men getting hair from the back thing is a little strange for me.
Oh, getting hair from the back.
Yeah, you said that's strange. I don't understand.
You never got hair from the back problem?
I'm never on my knees, hands and knees.
You don't have to be on your knees
life.
To get hair from the back. You can do it on your stomach.
On your stomach?
You can be on your stomach and get hair from the back.
No,
you could be on your side, like you know how you went.
If you don't want to be on his knees,
so
you don't want to be on his stomach.
You having a threesome, right?
That's like demanding.
You having a threesome,
demanding.
And you to the side. You having a threesome, and you to the side, like spooning, and you know she throwing it back from the side, and then the other girl comes behind you, and you know she
comes behind
she,
me.
Yeah, she's come, behind you. She's
why is she
you?
Coming behind me?
Because you're having a threesome. She one girl's be, on this side, the other girl's
yeah,
on that
but,
side. You're turned on your side, so here she comes behind you, and the dick comes out, and she takes it from the back and sucks it. Like,
probably what is the girl even trying it to know if you like
so
it?
So she was getting fucked, but now she's gonna do something else because you know you got to keep it moving. It's
well,
a threesome.
I mean, well, maybe I just directed my movie a little different. I'm not having no, baby. Get your ass over here. Like, you gotta have
everybody
some control
get on one
in this.
Side.
Like, yeah, we gotta. Mom's. I'm gonna go this way. I don't want to say it in front of her, but like, it's
come
like,
on, Lemonade. Lemonade says she understands.
What's going
Mama
on,
Mama Lemonade? She just said she understood where I was coming from.
Right. If you so, understand what this is
she
coming
just
from,
understood
we need
the,
to have a talk.
She just understood the description that I gave. That's all.
She looked at you and said, "Girl, I'm your mom."
Okay.
How you think you got that? How you think you got all this game?
Your mom a player. Your dad's a player.
Yeah, but I know she was like kind of freaked out.
In any situation
don't
like that.
Try it.
I don't know. I know the thing is
you should try
sex,
it before you say you
sex,
don't like it.
With sex, I like to enjoy. I don't want to be fucking wondering what's going to happen.
You don't want to enjoy
my
that's
thing.
Boring,
you don't want to enjoy your tongue in your butthole?
What,
fuck no, I don't want to enjoy no tongue in my butthole. Listen, I'm a pleaser anyway, so I'm not into that.
You don't what like getting pleased?
I'm a pleaser.
It's very pleasurable.
What about you getting pleased?
You have a G-spot in there.
Me pleasing somebody is me getting pleased.
Your G-spot is in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes, it is. It's the same. It's the same sensation that a woman gets from clitoral stimulation. Right, the feeling that a woman gets from clitoral stimulation is similar to the experience of a man getting his prostate massaged.
So, like,
you would have to know that to know that, though.
Deal with like the guys that.
So that means that
I'm trying to see, does she be eating ass?
Yeah, Gigi says.
So, like, the dudes, they be like, yeah, I like that shit. Like,
they ask for it. They don't talk about it. You don't talk about it. Yeah.
So, you just eat the ass.
But you talking about it.
I can talk about whatever I want to talk about. But we ain't got to talk about it. We just going to do it.
She eats ass. Because they don't discuss it after.
So, all right. So, give me a name. Who asked you ass walking when I see him next time?
Don't tell us.
First of all, it's lip service. I want to know.
You don't eat ass with him.
If I walk past this nigga, I'll be like.
It's a secret society. All we ask is trust. I'm not putting nobody's business.
You ever eat? Right. You ever eat a nigga ass from Houston?
No.
I'm just asking so Megan knows what's going on.
No.
Hello? But no, what I'm trying to figure out is, like, what is the initial reaction? Like, how do you even get to the ass?
So if you suck in his dick, right?
Okay.
And then you, like, lick on his balls.
All right.
And then usually if they with it, they'll, like...
Yeah, they'll lean into it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're kind of like,
So once they let you in,
you just go in now. Right. Depending on how far you go, it's up to you. I don't know if you want to get bopped inside your head or not, but you can try to be like L'Oreal and slide
the
finger in there.
Well, no, because she just let me know that they initiating getting their ass ate if they slide in the
Or trust and believe, some of your friends like that too, so don't worry about it.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. I haven't, that's not where I went. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. You gotta watch this one. This one right here. This one right here. Shoot a shot and then duck in the cover. You know what I'm saying? What friends?
I'm not gonna tell you your friends that like things.
They're my friends. I want to know about them so I can clown their ass next time I see them.
Don't booty hole shame my friend.
Let me tell you something. As long as it's a tongue from a female, or maybe even a finger from a female, it's fine. Now, once you get to letting little boys touch on you, or once you get to what in the little dildo or a little peg situation going on, then that's when it's questionable.
Right. Then that's when it's like, okay, maybe there's something else going on.
Yeah, maybe it's something else going on. Mm-hmm. But a tongue on a finger,
Well, if you got your tongue in this man's ass, like, you can't really judge him on everything else he got going on.
Listen, right. Like, wait a minute. The thing
you
is...
You put him on.
Okay. Let me ask you this. When y'all, okay, that's happened, blah, blah, blah. He liked it. You enjoyed it. Great. Do y'all get in an argument? Do you like, nigga, y'all fingering a booty ass nigga? Do you do that?
Nah, but
look at you.
Mama Lemonade is over there
If you know that I'm eating your ass, we better not ever get in an argument. Because, like, you already know.
But you know what? No, Megan, on the other side, on the flip side, if you get in an argument, he's like, well, that's why you was eating my ass.
Exactly.
That's why you like eating your ass.
That's why you was eating my whack broke ass.
That's not a good tweet.
You weren't saying that when your tongue was in my ass.
That don't even sound cool, though.
That's not the comeback for a nigga to say, bro. That's not the one. Because I'm like, you ate my ass.
Broke ass.
If somebody walked past that, they're like, nah, nigga, you lost.
Now for Megan the Millennial Stallion, I have a question for you. You know, I look at it like this, right? Kids your age, called you a kid.
Yeah.
Young people your age, y'all all, like, for women, I feel like very much more experimental than we were, you know, coming up.
Shit, obviously not. I feel like y'all more freaked out. Like,
I don't know. I just feel like, as far as, like, woman on woman and experimenting in that way, do you feel like that's just something that is a rite of passage as you come up?
I feel like everybody has always been a little gay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it was just more private then than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So just women, I mean, women on women, in my opinion, that ain't really like being a lesbian. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like either nine times out of ten, probably going through a phase, or you just like to have sex a lot and you just getting it, like,
they
whatever.
They trying to get their dick body count up, so they'll just go.
So
do
you know,
it here.
You know what I'm saying? Like, girls, I think girls think girls are pretty, so it's like, okay, well, hey, girl, like, what? You know, you drunk, you know, you might slip into that shit on accident. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Ain't but, no accident, bitch.
But I don't think it's a ride. I don't think
you
it's a ride. I think everybody's doing it.
It's Friday. Here's the thing. You, speaking from a personal standpoint, I look at, first, women are beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm beautiful.
Amazing.
And I want to play with myself. But why play with this when I can play with that? You know what I'm saying? And she gonna play back.
Well, you greedy though.
That's like 3D masturbation.
Gigi, you ever fucked a whack
bitch? She greedy.
Whack like how? Like her head was whack? Like I was mad like, that I wanted to get my pussy back from her?
Like you wanna lie, like probably wanna lie on them girls he fucked?
And be like, nah, I ain't fucked that bitch.
Man, there's so many of them. Just erase.
You know what I did? Yeah, I didn't do anything to her though. She just ate my pussy on the floor.
On the floor.
Yeah.
So how does that even happen? She just did it and you was...
And it was whack. It wasn't that I wasn't... It was whack, so I was just mad that I let her do it because it was a waste of my time. She just really didn't know what she was doing.
What was she doing wrong?
Everything. She wasn't focused. Like, she was just trying... I think she was really trying to impress me or, like, trying to, like... You know? And it just wasn't... You know, she probably like... She probably... Because I'm very outspoken and this isn't a secret that, you know, I like girls on the weekends. So, you know, she probably knew that about me and was like, oh, you know, I wonder if I can, you know, I can...
Tame her.
Get her. And she did. And I just like laying on the floor like...
Like specifically though, what was whack about it? Like she was biting it or something?
I had to really like force myself to come. Like I had to like force it.
Poor Gigi.
Are you shaking your head? Yes.
How can
Mom
you
need a mic?
Oh my God.
If y'all can see
we never
got
to get Holly from Keep It the Lemonade. She's talking about you.
And listen, Mom ain't even got no mimosa. Mom got the lemonade.
Megan, can you remember the first time you had an orgasm or came?
Oh my God.
See, and y'all said what I said, y'all went.
She not listening. Your mom not listening.
You not listening, Mama?
She says yes, she is.
Somebody
get Mama some earplugs. Where your headphones at?
You are you okay? Are you sure? Okay.
This is a bonding moment, y'all.
I'm so nervous. Well, it was...
I'm glad that you're nervous, though. That means you have respect. So that's
right. You know what? I don't even want to, like, be rude in front of my mama, so I'm not even going to say
it's
that.
It's not rude. She said, go ahead,
what?
Go.
Well, okay.
She's a blah.
Okay, well, the first time I, like, ever, like, had that little tingly feeling, it was, like, from myself.
There
like,
you go.
So I really think it was, like, this is why I'm so hard on dudes, because it's, like...
Can't nobody love me like
baby,
me.
Baby, you cannot get with me how I can get with me. So,
okay.
You got to come with some shit.
Hello.
You got to blow me out the water,
she
baby, because I'm
that.
Number
she had
one.
A flashback thing.
Now, but
that
can you remember
shit.
The first time with a man that he made
no.
you have an orgasm? You've
no.
never had an orgasm?
Uh-uh. That's crazy.
You've never had one?
No.
Wow, they are doing something wrong.
Yeah. I think guys are really intimidated by me. Like, so if they ever get to the point to where they are about to do something with me, like, it's just like they trying to do the most how the
over
girl was and
mm-hmm.
it just be like, okay,
it was way. You're doing way too much.
Got to get a
sometimes less
buddy.
Is more.
Yeah. So he that's why you got to hold it. You got to mm-hmm. hold your vagina because you don't want to give it to nobody for no reason. Niggas be acting like they know what to do, talking that big shit. And then they can't find shit. They don't know how to do shit. It's like, oh, nigga, bye.
You never had to show somebody like, let me show you how to do this, right?
I don't got time. Like, if it's whack off the rip, I'm out. I'm gone.
You never came from oral?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you've had an orgasm.
Oh, but you said
but
from
internal,
like
internal,
yeah,
internal,
like,
right.
Yeah.
But
it's
you definitely okay, at least as long as a man has made you come.
That's why I'm so adamant about head. Like I'm jumping on your face, sitting on your face, spinning on your face, all that shit. Like that, because I'm gonna get it like
drop
that.
Drop it down and spin around
but that
on
shit,
it.
Yeah, that sex shit is sex. Sex is a like wonderful thing, but it's like kind of overrated at times because guys they just don't know what they're doing. So that's why I feel like women have to like really take charge in a lot of situations because if for some reason niggas can get they nut so fast
because they
suck
like, they can
it's like just right there boom boom boom.
You said you was a pleaser so I ain't talking about you.
No, I'm defending the room of niggas that's all watching
don't
me like, hey, nigga, jump
don't
in there jump
them.
In there tell them what's up
don't,
like, I'm
don't worry about
them face,
men
like, come on,
are
don't
selfish
do
as long as they bust they don't really care if you had pleasure or not.
That's not true. Guys do care. A lot of times guys will hold their cum until you come. They should.
Then you gotta hear about it the whole time.
Exactly.
Oh,
they try. Hello.
Shut up. Yeah, it get crazy. Yeah, take it as a compliment.
I'm just saying.
Fuck with that.
It's too good for you to hold on to. That thing was too good.
I feel like the laws of sex is so strange. It's like the dude can come so fast and it takes so, it's so hard to make a woman come. You know what I'm saying? But it's honestly supposed to be like that because if a nigga really into you, he's supposed to be fighting the nut the minute they go in. You know what I'm saying? If he's really into
it, a lot of
it's
times
like,
y'all lose that
oh
fight.
Oh my God, this shit is crazy. Like, whoa,
hello,
whoa, whoa,
they
whoa.
Lose
and
that
then guess
fight.
What? We down
got,
goes
we got,
Frazier.
We got Mike Tyson okay. fighters, and we got some niggas that can't fight that well.
Down goes
y'all got
Frazier.
So much going on in y'all head, and it's really coming across in the body language. In
I
the wanna sex.
Say, let's say them, but I'm saying they hit. But I'm talking about when you dealing with a woman, like it's titties, there's ass. It's like you supposed to be like, damn, this
the
is
visual.
Cracking. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So don't look at it like, well, this nigga came so fast. It's like, this nigga was like, oh.
He was taking it.
But.
You see how he trying to spin it to still make it seem like that, right?
I'm here, for the dicks in the room. I'm here to speak for all the dicks in the room. But I'm saying it's to say, it's like, but yeah, the keyword is fight it. Don't let it loose.
And you might,
well, you know what? Okay, we could take that first one, that first round as a compliment, but you better be hurrying.
No, I didn't say, nut quick. I'm saying it should be. Like, who gonna make who nut first?
I don't mind if a guy that's quick if he can do it.
Everybody, if he can go again, right?
If he can go again, go ahead.
Go ahead and get that first off, but the next terms, come on.
You know what's rude? When you're giving a guy head and he comes from nut, and then you be like, we didn't even have sex yet.
Right.
If you're about
you can't
to have
sex after he come from that?
Well, you know, it's a good idea. It's a good idea for him to nut from head because when he get ready for sex, right?
Then he'll last longer.
Yeah, take that as a compliment.
But if he can't go again right after, and you, now I gave you head and I got to just wait.
Listen, sometimes we ain't even got that much time, okay? Because I got shit to do.
Okay.
Lord.
Are you okay? And you know what the best feeling for a woman is? If she comes after you eat her out and then you have sex right after.
Yep. That's what you really should do, guys. You really should just eat the box until she comes, Mama, and then stick your dick in her.
Because hey, get her out the way.
Get her out the way.
And then
you want to come fast after that.
And
not for nothing, speaking for the women in the room, that's a very good feeling. It's after we come from here for you to slide in.
So the niggas y'all fall in love with is the ones that make you come from the head, then he slide in and make you come again. Oh, it's a wrap, right?
Oh, I don't know about
fall
part.
In love, but it's good. Crazy. Nah. It's a good time.
I had this KY jelly in here, right? I pulled it out, and Gigi was like, "Oh, if I pull out KY jelly at home, you know what that means?
Well, she if I take that home,
in the booty. That mean your
if
nigga,
I take that,
mean
that home,
watch.
No, we don't use lube. But if I take that home, he's gonna think we're doing it in the butt, and we're not doing it in the butt." So.
But you like to do it in the butt, though.
You're not sticking your dick in my ass.
But you like to watch people get it in their ass.
See, I like to watch it.
Okay.
And I like to watch the gaping hole afterwards, too.
If you, when you get fisted.
If somebody ever asked you to fist them, would you do it?
Nah, I ain't doing it.
No.
Well, why not?
I fisted a girl before.
You're a pleaser.
Yeah,
what if she's like,
I fisted a girl before.
I got other ways to please. We can chill out. I'm not.
I only did it once, but I did it.
That reminds me of like a puppet.
Listen,
playing a ventriloquist.
I'll lick her ass. You know what I'm saying? It's part of the pussy situation. It goes crazy. I'm not fucking. No force. Sex shouldn't be a forceful thing. Like,
but if
anything
she likes
that
it,
it should be rough,
this,
though, kinda.
It should be rough because I'm making it rough, but it shouldn't be
extreme.
Rough.
Well, if she's gaping, you can put your fist in.
If she's gaping, we got a whole nother conversation.
That pussy expands. You'd be surprised. That
kids,
thing like
I know
a rubber band.
That shit opens up. I've seen it go big and it gets back small.
I think when I have my first kid, I'd want to be knocked out. Like, I don't even want my man to be in the room. I don't want nobody to see. Like,
you gotta shit on yourself too.
What?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
You know what? I was talking to my mom. I was like, I think I'm gonna have a surrogate because I don't think I'm down with the pregnancy thing.
Oh, pregnancy's beautiful.
She's like, well, you're not right now anyway. Okay,
oh,
we got
no.
work to do.
I was like traumatized in high school. I saw for whatever reason, like they showed a video. It damn near had to be from the 70s of a lady giving birth. Ooh, so it was like a huge ass bush and like just the little kid popping out. I was like,
I'm low key scared straight. They like, let's
right?
scare the fuck out of
you. I walked out of the. I went to the principal's office. Was like, why are y'all showing this? Like, this is too much. All right, y'all don't want us to have kids right now. Bet I ain't doing
just say
it.
That.
Just say it then. Like,
but
yeah,
that actually worked.
Right. I ain't got no kids.
You're talking about
Angela, you pulled out a Costco size box. So you use those?
Well, they sent these to me from KY. So we're going to experiment and see how this feels. Discover new feelings together.
We're going to give it to her.
Have you ever used KY?
Mm-mm.
Megan, you've never tried it?
Mm-mm.
You never needed lubricant?
Mm-mm.
You never had a dry situation?
Nope.
The only time I ever did KY was back when I used to do it in the butt. I don't do it in the butt no more.
Why?
Because when I was doing it in the butt, it was with somebody that had a small dick. So I used to make him put it in my butt so that I can have some pleasure. Because he wasn't pleasuring my vagina.
So he could hit some type of wall.
But now I don't have that problem. I don't have that problem. So he tried to put it in my butt and that's not working. It's just not going to fit.
I feel like I haven't. Maybe my section ain't just that. I've never had anal sex.
Mm.
Okay. I feel like that's just like a whole nother level. That's
it's levels to wet. It's just wet pussy right there. It's so wet. Exactly. It's so right. Like, why would I go? Why would I run into a wall when it's the pool right there? It doesn't even make any sense.
You don't like how tight it is, though?
Huh?
It could be really tight. That's it.
It's called pussy tight, period.
Not everybody's.
But it is tight as butt.
I don't know,
and
man.
Booty hole is tighter. Which is why it won't fit. That's why I'm not doing it, because my booty hole is tight.
I don't know. Us Taurus niggas, man, we don't have that problem.
Oh, you're a Taurus.
Yeah, we don't have that problem. Pussy.
What
is
my mom's a Taurus. What does Taurus mean?
My mom's a Taurus. They real stubborn. They real headstrong. Mm-hmm. Like, they set in their ways. Like, you can't tell them shit.
Yeah, mama.
Yeah.
When your birthday? May 8th.
May baby's in the building. I'm a Gemini.
My boy over there, too. Yeah, you know, he's an April Taurus. You know what I mean?
I'm an Aquarius, so.
I'm just thinking. I feel like his confidence comes with sex. Like, if you walk in the room understanding, I'm about, hey, listen, I don't give a fuck about nothing you done before this or after this. This finna go like this. She already like, oh.
Okay.
This nigga done no fucks. Look at his little stupid ass.
Do you care when a woman looks like naked? Because, you know, we can be very self-conscious about our bodies sometimes.
Man, take all that shit off. I want all the ring. I want everything that come with this. You're a woman.
I got stripes and all.
Perfect is a word they should just abolish. Mm-hmm. Nobody's fucking perfect. It's not. It's like we chase, like Santa Claus. It's not real. So I'm not in the room.
Just because you don't think that you're perfect, that doesn't mean that you're not perfect to somebody.
Right. I'm not looking for you to be fucking shaped like a Barbie doll. Nah.
Probably do you, as a man, do you ever get self-conscious about your body?
Yeah, I do. I'd be lying if I said I didn't, yeah.
Like, about what?
Just, period. Like, you know, just getting older and wanting to just make my clothes fit a certain way or shit like that.
I need a six-pack.
Nah, I ain't no six pack, cause that shit take work. But it's making sure that you can just wear the shit you want to wear and different shit and like that.
But what about during sex? Like, have you ever been self conscious?
I give no fucks. I'm dicking down. This is fuck time.
Do the men thing is that you already
like
me sex?
Because we here naked. They don't. You means you don't care what I look like already.
Do you care if the lights on or off?
I don't care about it.
But you don't have a preference?
Nah.
I feel like if the lights are on, it's sex is going to go by real quick because they can see everything. Right. So it's like, oh shit, titties, ass.
Do it in the dark to hide. Nah, I want to see.
Nah, I'm a horny little motherfucker though, so. It's kind
turn of the lights
kind
of, on. Let's do it in the daytime.
It's kind of weird for me. I can fucking hear it.
Turn the flash on your phone.
If I'm
give me
my,
a strobe light.
Whatever, like, hey, nigga,
have you ever made a porno? Like, of you and your lady?
I did that a while ago, and it was just like, you know what? This doesn't seem smart. This was before, like the social media shit kind of took over, and it was like, man, let's delete this. It just doesn't seem like something I should keep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now
you don't have no little clips on your phone, or you getting head or nothing?
No. Not at all.
Surprising. People just know how to break in everything.
Yeah,
on
like, no, so it's like, what do you mean? Somebody can get, I can walk past somebody, they hit a code and have everything in my shit.
What?
Mm-hmm. Like, just everything. You'll be a fool. No.
Now you can't even trust iCloud. God damn it. iPhone steady bringing that shit up.
You can't trust
iCloud.
Every
time you need an update on your damn phone, you want to update iCloud? No, Apple, I don't.
And then Apple will call you, be like, someone was trying to get into your account.
Right. That was them. You're looking at your shit. There's some freaky nigga at Apple looking at all your phones.
Now, Problem, what was your porn like? That you did when you before you deleted it. What
was
you doing?
It was kind of short, not because
you just was talking all this please and shit.
No, not because of the coming, because it was like, who gonna hold the phone? I got shit going on. I'm trying to let me get back to what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
so
it's
more so.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's because the thing is, you can't plan those moments. I don't feel like if it's for real, you wish you fucking, you're not like, okay, look, baby, go get the camera and put it in the corner, do that. That kind of makes
I feel like it like supposed to naturally happen.
Right.
Like, maybe so, y'all super drunk coming from the club, we're like, we about to record this shit.
My shit was more so like, I'm chilling, we chilling, and we just like, okay, damn, man, all right, come here. Let me film you do this, and then it gets started, and then I'll forget I'm holding the phone and be like, the fuck that?
Did you fuck differently on camera?
You gotta put on for the camera.
What?
Nah.
You be like, let me suck my stomach in.
You gotta show off for the camera because you gonna watch it back. You wanna be in the
team. We gotta stop acting like a camera is a person. There's somebody in front of me that I gotta take care of first, but they're like, this is what's happening right this moment.
And then you think about the noises you make. Did you ever look back
now,
at
that
it?
That was funny. Listening to them, oh yeah, I'm pretty, yeah, I didn't say some funny noise.
Like
I was like,
what?
Damn, that was me. That's crazy.
What kind of noises you make?
I enjoy myself.
Let it out.
That's right, you know, I'm gonna let you know you're doing your thing. Just like you gonna let me know.
Congratulate.
This is a give take thing. You
Come
know
on,
what I'm
congratulate
saying?
Congratulate me.
With sex, like, girl, okay, I see what's going on. I done turned some weak ass head into some bomb hit.
By just being a cheerleader.
Just being a cheerleader.
Like, you got it, girl. You do a good.
Yeah, that's how girls do each other.
Extra love. Okay. All right. She getting it. Okay,
damn,
now
that's what
I'm
you
like,
working
oh,
with.
She done fucking turned it up a little bit.
You deserve an award.
Hey, I got a gold star for you, baby.
Yeah, let's break you out of that. Let's get to it.
Would you have? Has anybody ever said anything to you in the bedroom, Megan, that you were like, what? Like, what the hell are you talking about? Some weird shit?
The worst thing ever.
I mean, guys are weird in general. Like, every guy has his own weird thing about him. So as soon as you get in a vulnerable situation, like, they just get to say anything. Like, you know when you're doing it, now guys all of a sudden, they want to have kids now. Like, they want to be married now. Just, you know, just it's just anything. They promising all type of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like sex is just the time to get everything you want. Like, yeah, baby, you gonna buy me that new car? Hell yeah. Like,
what kind of car you want?
Like, just anything. So you bring it up after. Like, remember, now, nigga,
remember, now, remember what
you said that Rolls Royce truck?
You said you was about to pay all these bills up here. Let's remember that.
They don't talk about it just like guys don't talk about how they got their ass licked.
They ain't gonna say that though.
Right, y'all gonna say it. Look at her. Look, y'all gonna say it as soon as you get mad at the motherfucker enough.
That's why we was having sex and you said.
You said
you probably have you ever told a girl you love her during sex and you didn't mean it?
Yup.
I want to get an accurate answer. Nah, I don't play with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Not thinking
have
about
you ever
it.
Said I want to have a kid with you?
I've said shit like that. Definitely.
How do you say that before you would tell somebody you
love
them?
Because I'm stupid. But I'm just
at least
I'm
you can admit
the truth.
Okay. Yes, at least you can admit that. Wait, how many kids do you have?
Six.
Ooh, shit. Oh, yeah, you a Taurus. Both my dads is Tauruses, yeah, and they got like nine kids apiece.
I'm not talking from no fucking silence.
How many different moms?
Five. Mm-hmm. Feel like 10.
Yeah.
Baby mama apiece.
So he definitely was saying that.
You
a Taurus.
My thing, but it kind of put a scale on my sex game. Was if you had a baby with me after the third one, that means I must be fucking the shit out of some shit in here. Crazy. Well, I wouldn't do it. Yet. I would not fuck with you if you had three fucking baby mamas and all, three baby daddies and all this shit.
Damn, you wouldn't?
Huh?
That's messed up.
No
you
way.
A hypocrite.
I just started
fucking with a woman with children
kids? Until now.
That's why you keep having different baby mamas.
Right,
hello.
Right.
No, you have a kid with me? Okay, I can't fuck with you no more.
No, it ain't even that.
Ouch. You
know, no, the thing is, the women
man,
that,
you ain't got
women,
no
like,
kids, bitch. You got one now.
Right. No. We disposable around
the women I've had. Children with, I was in 2 to 3 year relationships with them.
Because y'all are lovers. Oh, Taurus men are lovers and liars.
But they always got pregnant.
Lovers and liars.
Y'all lovers and liars.
That should be your next album, Lover and Liar.
I was a liar before, but then that kind of, once I stopped that.
Yeah, because listen, we big trouble.
It toned down everything.
This is big trouble now.
Big trouble.
I mean, big problem.
I'm sorry, problem. Big problem.
Listen, I'm telling you, like that shit, once I stopped lying, I started having kids and shit. It was cool.
Listen,
let me ask
liars.
You this though now.
Liars gonna be liars.
I don't even really like messing around with dudes. With
that's like saying hoes gonna be hoes. That's like saying everybody can change. That's not
no,
true.
No, I'm not saying you can't change. What I'm saying is when you a liar, that's what you gonna do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was lying.
That's all.
That's
all. I'm not saying
it's
currently.
Huh?
She don't mess with dudes with kids.
Not, like if it's like over 2 kids, like something going on, like, and you ain't with none of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody crazy, somebody gonna want some smoke. Or you still messing with somebody, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm never going to be the number one priority, I feel like. And right. I want to be number
that's
one
the
in everything.
Yeah, because what you can do is come in between family, like,
for,
as a woman.
Right.
You can't come
like,
in between.
And I'm
kind of
disrespectful, too. Like, fuck all that. Fuck what you got going on. Fuck your baby mama. I don't want to say that to you. So, like, yeah. I'd rather not even get involved.
I think that's why I didn't.
That's smart.
Subconsciously, I didn't mess with women with children because I didn't want to deal with no nigga like me on the other end. Cause I know I be giving niggas hell.
So,
cause you around my baby, so yeah, I'm on you. Not on you like tripping, but I'm on you.
What are your thoughts on child support then?
I don't have child support.
But I'm saying, so if somebody put you on child support, you think that's a bad thing? You'd be mad?
They gonna lose, cause that means I ain't gonna have to pay you as much as I would have gave you just if you was cool.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be a fool to do that. You gonna get $250 a month and be looking stupid. I could have handed you that yesterday just cause we chilling. Don't fuck yourself out of it. You'll be an idiot. You'll be a dummy to put a man through that.
Well, that's not true. Not in every situation.
I'm talking about a man that wants to
be there and deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And take
I'm not
care
talking about
kids.
A nigga that don't want to see him. Like, that's a whole, like, again, I see my kids. So it's not like, I'm not talking from a space of like, they just over there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about women who get like, say, $12,000 a month in child support? Should that ever happen? Do you think that it takes $20,000 a month to take care of a kid?
A
month?
Again, this is where I'm new because I've never, this is my first time dealing with a woman with children. So this is me seeing the other side of it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say I don't know, but just if I'm looking like, man, them niggas don't eat no more than my babies and different shit like that, it ain't no difference. I just feel like, you know, people going to do what they got to do. A lot of that money should be out of spite.
Yeah, I think that's excessive.
When you deal with people with kids, you got to deal with shit like this. Right. Like,
yeah.
Nigga, give me all your money. Like, what are you saying? I got to split with a bunch of people. Like, damn. Like, I think it's like an only child syndrome, too. Like, I need everything. Like, damn, not. Okay, now you can't buy me a $12,000 bag because you got to pay child support this much.
And then if y'all get married, you got to pay child support,
shit,
too.
Shit, who?
You.
Yeah. Me?
That's your money, too.
Yeah.
Girl, boo.
I'm telling you, like, that shit is tricky. It's a tricky situation. Like I said, I've been blessed to kind of duck a lot of that baby mama drama shit, but
good for you.
Not all the way, though. I didn't have some bullshit, but as far as, like, to where it's, like, fucking with
but
me.
But with all them kids
like
and baby mamas you got, you doing all right.
I mean, shit, you got to be honest. I stopped lying, I guess.
See?
So shit was cool.
There you go.
Cool.
Do other women get along with each other, like your baby mamas?
Oh, they got a group chat.
You know what? I love it.
My nigga, we in business at this point.
Listen, like, I come from a family like that.
We ain't fucking, so it's like, what do we have to sit here and do all this weird shit? Listen, okay, who going, okay, they like to fucking talk to each other.
See, then I will feel excluded.
The kids are
not chatting. I'm not in the club.
I plan on getting, when I move to the next situation that I'm going to have, I'm going to get a gated community and put them motherfuckers in one spot. I need everybody to be in one place. So
but different houses.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all in the same like house.
We're in the
So now he making them a...
different houses so I can go. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, I want my kids to all be together, play together. Moms, y'all talking, be
that's
cool.
That's lit, though.
We're not beefing. Mm-hmm. Like, so why we have to act like it's a beef? They've moved on. I've moved on. I don't be going over there flexing, like, because they got a man.
Yeah.
I be encouraging them, man. Go get you somebody that love you. Do your thing.
I know that's right.
Now, my thing is, don't do nothing with my fucking kid. I'm going to shoot this shit up.
Damn.
That's the part that gets a little nervous.
Speaking from experience, I come from a family of multiple children, multiple families, multiple wives, you know, multiple whatever. And when I was younger, my mother and one of my stepmothers, who's not my father's wife, hated each other and was always beefing. But my mother and the wife always got along. And as we grew older, me and that set of siblings, we all became closer because we were able to bridge the gap ourselves because we were old enough. But as children, I wasn't raised with a part of my family, my siblings, like a whole three siblings, two sisters and a brother. I wasn't raised with them to the point where I didn't even know that until I was 35. I didn't even know that my sister was 16 days younger than me. I always thought I was a whole year older than her.
Mm.
So speaking from a child of that, I feel like it's important for the siblings to be with each other. It's important for the mothers to get over the bullshit of who did what and who said what and who was what and where and why. Because at the end of the day, it's about the kids. And you don't want these kids to feel resentment towards the situation that they didn't ask to be in. And it's pointless at the end of the day because no matter what, y'all all share that same
bond. We all
they all came
well,
from
that's
you.
Why I'm not fucking nobody with kids.
I
commend your baby mothers for doing what they're doing.
Like
that's good.
They go pick up the other kid. They be having their own slumber party.
Yeah. And that's how I was raised. That's how I was raised the same way.
And I'm sure it took a while to get to that point, though.
Hell yeah. What? This mother, this shit.
Like, it sounds good. It sounds good.
I knew about all the years of getting it to that.
But it probably was a lot your fault because of the lying you was doing.
No, it wasn't. I didn't have to lie to them. It was more so us figuring out, women figuring out why we're not together.
Mm-hmm.
They would think it's because of this or it's because of that.
Because of her.
And because of her or because of the baby or because of this. It just be like, nah.
Me probably being my age right now in the mind state that I'm in, like, just this probably me just this year though. I don't know. But if I had a kid with a dude and then he probably cheated on me or something and had a kid with another chick, we are not messing with y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to know you. I don't want to know your kid. Your kid don't need to know my kid. Like, and I don't even want to know him no more. Like, so I don't know. But that's me right now, though.
I'm not
that mature yet. Right. And I can't admit
because
that.
You know what? You never seen a piece of you come out of you yet.
That's what I'm saying. It's me right now.
That's gonna switch. I'm telling you, your whole shit is gonna be about making sure that they cool and don't gotta go through.
But she evil. Like, you evil for messing with a man that is in a family.
Unless he was lying and she didn't know.
Man, liars don't lie.
This man got a whole nother life. Like, he ain't with you all the time.
Men lie all the time, though.
Every day,
all the time.
Well, I don't know.
Men lie every day.
Problem was a liar.
Yeah, I was. And social media said, "Hold on, this is not good for business. You're gonna get caught eventually at this point. It's just not in this day and age." Like, yeah, it's impossible to hide shit. Yeah. In this day and age. You
like, what? And the girls are so petty now. Like, she ready to tell, too. Yep, I'm pregnant with his baby. Like, bitch, you are evil. And we are not rocking. Evil. I don't want you. No. Your kid don't need to know my kid. Matter of fact, don't even exist to me. Matter of fact. How about
now,
that?
What kind of now, then these kids grow up and then they start dating. Brother and sister. They don't know they brought
this together.
You
never
know.
That ain't
you never
happen.
Know. There's a possibility that if I dad, there's a possibility that if I didn't bridge the gap between me and my siblings, that if me not knowing him, I could have met him one day and we just started dating. You never know.
I will hope
it's a big world out that here. That but it's possible. Megan, what kind of guys are you looking for? Because it has to be hard. Like, you have all these huge viral videos.
She like tall, skinny,
you.
With no kids.
You got a deal. Young. What kind
and
of
a lot of money because she like $12,000 bags.
What kind of guys?
Well,
are
okay.
You?
I like funny guys. Mm-hmm. Like, you gotta make me laugh, like, till my stomach hurt, because me and my mama be laughing hard as hell. So, like, it's like my bestie. So, I want my guy to be my bestie. You know what I'm saying? I want a dude that, like, just got, like, a certain swag about himself. Like, he just real dominant. Like, I know I tell niggas what to do all day long, so I definitely want somebody that's gonna, like, you know, could put me in my place sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's probably why I like tall guys, because I feel like you could look down at me and tell me, like, hey, look, you need to get that shit together. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I be tripping, so I need somebody to tell me I'm tripping. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I ain't never dated nobody shorter than me, but...
Give it a try, man. You never know.
Let him climb that tree, girl.
You might chop that motherfucker down.
Hey,
does your mom normally like the guys that you date?
No. My mama has probably, like, one guy that I ever dated in my whole life, and I thought he was, like, too simp. Like...
He's a nice guy. You don't like nice guys.
He was overly nice. Like, he was too... Like, we were both Aquarius. I don't know if I'm, like, a turned-up Aquarius, and he was just, like, a real chill Aquarius, but he was just, like, too lax with me. Mm-hmm. Like, I need some craziness. Like, I like crazy shit. Like, I want to do crazy shit.
You say
like,
that
I like,
now.
I like crazy people.
When you get older, you're going to be like, I'm tired of this crazy shit.
I mean, like, just crazy to a certain extent. Like, you know what I'm saying? We ain't got to be crazy all day long, but, like, I just like fun shit. So, mm-hmm. like, somebody that can excite me, like, all the time.
Are you an arguer? Like, you like to argue?
I like arguing. I ain't gonna lie.
She good with what she want to say. She good with her words.
You know, I like arguing, but I like the arguments that's not that serious. Right. Like, to where we gonna make up
dumb shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you better cook me some food. Like, I ain't gonna cook. Oh, you ain't gonna cook. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Aquarius women
anything,
are very headstrong and opinionated.
Yeah, I am very opinionated.
Y'all favorite line is what I would do is.
I wouldn't even say that though. Like, I'll hold my tongue for a long time until somebody asks me. Then I'll be like, well, bitch, this is really what you need to do.
See?
Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'll keep it in until, you know, you ask me about it.
But you gonna let them know.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you fuck up or do whatever the fuck you feel like you need to do. But as soon as you ask me my opinion, I feel like I'm gonna get it real.
All right, well, listen, I had a good time. I know it's a flight to catch problem. Got to get out of here.
I ain't got to go nowhere. We be all right.
You going to miss your flight?
I'll be cool. We be all right.
Miss the flight for lip service. Yeah, and what you going to do for the lip service?
All right, I'm going to ask you one last question then. Now, this was a story that happened, right? This woman was running her first ever marathon. And while she was on mile 16, because you know a marathon is, what, 16.2 miles? Her boyfriend was at mile 16. She's smiling at him. He jumps over the barricade and proposes to her. Okay. A lot of people thought that was rude because she's running her first marathon. It messed up her time because she had to stop getting proposed to.
You can't win a marathon.
She's all hot and sweaty.
Well, you just want a good time, though.
Yeah.
You want to come out with a good time. Like,
okay. But isn't that thing you can get, like, first place for?
You can, but I don't think she was going to be first place.
Okay.
And then in addition to that, though, she was all sweaty and not looking nice. And sometimes as women, you visualize
that moment being proposed.
How you find the wrong and getting proposed to, man?
Right, bitch,
this shit getting tough.
Tell me about, like,
this is getting tricky at this point.
He made it more about him than about her. You know what I mean?
Maybe he should have waited until she got to the finish line.
Maybe he just shouldn't have proposed because she's
proposed at the finish line.
We don't even know that situation. She probably had never made it to mile 16 before. And he was like,
been married before.
You don't know that.
No, what are we talking about? Are you serious?
But she only had 0.2 miles left
to go. That's why he should have waited to the finish line.
Maybe he was so excited.
He should have been at the finish line on his knee with the ring.
She getting shook. She got a problem with that.
Forever
she getting
after.
Shook. You sitting there trying to prove to these people you can run fast. I'm trying to show people I want you in my life forever. Get
But a marathon is why he gotta show people. Months and months of training. It's not like you can just do it.
You don't really need to get married. So all of this is for y'all.
I don't think it's that serious to be married.
I've been with the same person for 9 years. I know I don't need to be married.
Don't nobody need to fucking get married. You can do the same bullshit with the ring on that you can't. Like,
so you're not gonna get married problem?
Didn't say that. I'm saying that there's not gonna be no difference. Like, we're not going to go into this glow the minute the ring happens and shit, and now we're coasting in this different space. You can go fuck, and I can go fuck, too. What? This is just a legal thing.
Meg is like,
it's a contract.
I mean, not saying I want you to, but I'm saying you can go fuck it up. It's okay. Like, now you can't because it's happening. This is more of a business thing that's going to take place. Mm-hmm. I have to go to court to stop this.
I feel like marriage is like, okay, now we official.
That's official.
Like, we
official.
Go together, but, like, you could fuck up. You know, you cheating and all that.
They going to do that with the ring on,
but
too.
When you married, it's like, okay, now you cheated. Now, this is a bad thing. Like, now you know damn well you're not
men
going to
cheat
now.
The you, same way they breathe,
you
okay?
They're
going to inhale oxygen.
Don't tell
and
Megan
they going to inhale oxygen, and they going to put their dick in another bitch.
Megan, would you marry a guy who has less than you?
Is out of yeah.
If he was like just an
true.
Awesome fucking yes, person is. That was helping
that's
me get what
true.
I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. That's not true.
I'm not like a superficial, like.
No, I'm just wondering because sometimes, and what about a prenup? Would you want a prenup?
Our business is
well,
tough.
I can't get none of his.
I'm just.
No, like, let's say you have more than him, but would you get a prenup? Or would you be able to be like, he could get half?
I feel like my husband is going to be it, and we just going to be so locked in that we probably not going
to
need none of
that. Mama, you want her to get a prenup?
Mama already got the prenup.
Let's just say
in the file.
He ain't really got it like that, but she's popping. This is after she done sold millions and millions and hundreds of millions of records.
She might be like Oprah.
Okay, Stedman.
And just living with Stedman. I mean,
so wait a minute. Wait a fucking minute. So wait, that's cool too?
Hold on. The rule is meet or beat. So you meet me at the bank or beat me at the bank.
Hello, Mama.
Ooh.
Let
you
know.
Hear that?
That's
so
a caption.
He can't have less than
you. Know, you
well,
know,
that's my mama. Okay.
You know, like, y'all know Stedman had the bag when Oprah and them met, though.
I'm so mad your mom got
I'm
this.
Just saying, a lot of we like to leave out.
I like
Stedman.
That, but.
Me or beat or
Stedman
beat
Stedman had NBA shit going on. Stedman was not no simple ass
your damn
nigga
me.
That just cracked Oprah. Oprah was new. She was on Color Purple, and she was new to that TV shit. That is fucked up, because if we did that to y'all, y'all would be talking all type of shit. He's stringing that
say,
woman along for 30 years and ain't married that girl. She ain't shit. Da, 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 da. But now Oprah doing it. Like, that's right,
okay,
girl.
I had to save that
string
one.
That nigga along. That's not right.
Nobody is saying string him along.
Yeah, you did. She just
how do you
said
know that Stedman doesn't want to get married?
Stedman probably got bitches, so he probably ain't tripping. I would.
Oprah probably
I'm
ain't trying
here,
to get married.
I'm
honestly
not being loyal to this. I'm what like, for what?
And Oprah have everything, so she like,
and
a man
probably
is probably like an accessory to
she probably like, go ahead, Gail.
Stedman, get the
Oprah
fuck out of here. Like, she probably talk to Stedman like shit.
Now, that's the part I
Oprah got Gail, bitch.
Like, all that.
Because women, when we
Gail
have,
and Gail
we
got
have
a big
like,
old booty.
Ourselves,
okay.
We just naturally like, nigga, fuck you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But then
like,
y'all get mad when we got it going for ourselves and we do the same thing. You just talk like that because you got money. Y'all can't do this double standard shit with me sitting
well,
here.
Well, hold on. Stedman is a
different
lawyer, a successful lawyer, so it ain't like he ain't got nothing.
It's different how men treat women and how women treat men. Like, we're not going to just automatically come at you wrong from the bad. Like, y'all men will have a lot of shit going for yourself and just automatically be treating women like shit. Like, women, we have a lot going on for ourselves, but we still be polite to y'all until mm-hmm. y'all piss us off.
I don't, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe just my group of dudes that I hang with, we don't really get down like that. It's just like, that shit is corny.
Now, you know,
fuck.
It ain't every man. It's not every man.
Again, I'm only,
but
I
majority.
I don't fellowship a lot. With a lot of people.
Fellowship.
You know what I'm saying? I don't do that. I hang with my niggas, but we clown each other for that type of weird ass shit. Like, my nigga, why you
it
doing
is some
that?
Weird
you know
ass dudes
I'll say
out
this
here.
About
that's not it.
Problem about you and your friends. Like, you don't know what your boys act like in relationships. I feel like guys try to put forth
they
this,
put
like,
on
persona. What's it like? Mm-hmm. I ain't doing that. But
well, tell me how my friends act in relationships.
Different.
It's a whole
story.
Different ball
tell
game
me how my
behind
friends
closed doors.
I'm talking about guys in general.
No, you just said my friends. So tell me how my friends act.
No, she's just saying, like, you as a person,
you
never really know what goes.
She knows all of my friends, and she knows one of my friends messing with one of her friends. She's trying to not. She's throwing shots.
She's
knowing.
No.
Stop, guys! I'm telling you, I'm asking for a
reason. You know how
that's
guys
look at her. Look at her face. Look at her face.
She's being this. I told her that, but in real life, he'd be crying
like
trying
a mama,
to get her
yeah.
back, sending text messages, calling her back to back to back to back. Guys don't admit things like that.
They do that
and get their ass out and shit up.
Yeah, they don't.
She
get
crazy. She's a fool. She funny.
Problem, and that's the problem with guys is that y'all need to talk to each other like how we talk to each other. We'll be like, man, I was tripping. I went by his house. I climbed in the window.
Now we know we doing crazy shit before we do it though. Like, I call my friend like, bitch, look, what you trying to do? Like, if I know she on some crazy shit, like, either, but it gotta match the situation. Like, if I know she tripping for no reason, I'll be like, look, bitch,
let's talk. Calm down.
Let's not go over that fucking shit up. But if you
didn't do some shit, then he deserve it. Bitch, I'm with you. You ready?
What?
I think the difference between us guys, we do it after we did it. Like, my nigga, I just went over there and fucked this whole house up. Niggas be like, man, why you do that? Why you call? Man, nigga, I got hot. And I had to go get out there.
Y'all don't be thinking about shit.
Yeah, that's the difference.
We don't think about shit a lot of times either. Like, we just be so enraged and just seeing red. Boom, we finna tear some shit up right then and there.
So it be different. So you saying that my friends talk different to me, but in a relationship or something
else? Completely possibly.
That's
yep.
crazy.
No, sure. Definitely.
Wow. I know the friend we talking about. This is gonna be funny as a motherfucker.
Hilarious.
I'm not gonna sit on it, but I'm finna laugh with this nigga for sure. Me and him finna have our own little funny shit.
Well, you know what? If anybody needs some KY, if they want to try it out,
let's pass it down to the big freak.
Gigi gonna bring this home.
The big freak.
The big old freak.
Let me tell you something. I am a grown lady, okay? Mm-hmm. I am grown and experienced, and I know what I want and what I like and what I need in my life. That's all.
Ain't nothing Amen. Wrong with that, baby.
And guess what?
Nothing wrong with it. Shit.
And I might try something new.
What's left? What's left?
I don't know. I might go back to putting dick in my butt. Let me see that KY. No, I'm waiting.
All right. Well, Problem, thank you so much and congratulations again on the album.
Thank you for having me, too.
Megan Thee Stallion, congratulations on your deal.
300.
I know everybody's happy.
I know, right? Like, my mom, I thought I was going to cry. I cried later in the room. But, at the signing, like, they had the champagne and everything. And I was like, am I going to cry? No, I got to keep the game celebrating. Thank y'all.
That's super
so sweet. I'm going to make sure you come back, too, so we can kick it some more. And then
you gotta have a her and her mom one though.
Oh my god!
I want to watch mama. That's the one I want to see.
Mama gotta rock the mic.
That would be the one for me.
We gonna have mom as one of the hosts. Sure. This is gonna be like Red Table Talk.
Pink Table Talk.
Mama's head nod to showing me what's going on.
She initiated the gaping conversation.
Yes, she did.
I mean,
she was like gaping porn.
I was like, wait.
She said, I'm a grown woman. I know what I want.
I know what I want to see.
And I know what I want to see.
I might try some new shit.
She said, that's enough. All right. All right. Well, thank y'all. It is lip service.